Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor, and I've got the giggles.
You got the funky music intro this week.
Yeah, I'm liking the funky music, Adam. By the way, it makes me want to get up and dance, so careful with that. Lee, it's raining out, and it's...
I know. You like the rain, don't you?
I love the rain. Don't own an umbrella, and it just feels so good. I love the rain.
How's your roof? You didn't have roof problems. Your kitchen's okay.
Everything's great.
Roof's good. How was the event on Friday?
The event on Friday? Well, Lee, I'll ask you, how was the event on Friday?
I thought it was fantastic. I raved to everybody, but I want to know from you, did you get the money you needed out of it?
They're still tallying the money, but Taste of Dunwoody was a big success, a lot of fun, had great food. My gosh, I was so full.
That was amazing.
It was good. It was really good. Speaking of good, we have a more than good, better than good, a great guest today.
Who do we have, Amy?
Josh Felix. And I understand there's some exciting news that Josh has to share with us today. Josh, welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. Tell us a little bit about what you do. And
this breaking news.
Yeah, we're dying.
For sure. Thanks, Amy, for having me. It's wonderful to be here today. And I'm glad that I'm able to make an announcement here on Atlanta Business Radio in regards to a new publication that will be launched in the springtime here in the Atlanta market called Kenzie Atlanta. This publication is going to be focused on pediatric healthcare for the consumer. There's too many parents out there, including myself, that are running around taking our children to the regular dentist and not to the pediatric dentist, taking our children to the regular chiropractor and not the pediatric chiropractor, not knowing that there's actually home care and hospice care available for the pediatric patient, especially those terminally ill kids, that really focus on the pediatric needs. And that's what Kenzie Atlanta is going to do for the Atlanta market, is basically present to parents the knowledge that they need to make sure that they're taking care of their children in the right pediatric ways.
What a great idea.
And you're involved in pediatric care, aren't you, Amy?
Well, I have children myself, but the pediatric market, I would think, with a growing population in the Atlanta area, that would be a really popular type of publication for especially busy parents that don't have time to research their options.
It is. You know, there's great publications that are out there that help us parents out with our children, telling us where to have our birthday parties, where to send our kids to school. But there's no publication that really sticks out in the Atlanta market that tells us how to take care of our kids in the healthcare industry.
And what's your background?
My background is I've been publishing a publication called Hospital News for the past 7 years in four different cities. We're located here in Atlanta. We're in Chicago, South Florida, and Western Pennsylvania. And Hospital News is a publication that basically focuses on the healthcare industry as the business forum for the healthcare practitioner.
How do you see the Atlanta market being different from any of the other markets that you're in with Hospital News?
You know, the Atlanta market's interesting. The Atlanta market is very disconnected in regards to our healthcare providers, making sure that they're working together for the common good. Here at Atlanta Hospital News, we're basically that forum to allow them to come together in a central place to make sure that they're sharing their ideas in a very positive way.
How does it work in other markets? Like in Chicago, do the hospitals kind of help each other? There's more cooperative?
There's a little bit more cooperation. I think this happens through the different associations that are around that help the independent hospitals out. You know, the system hospitals, they don't necessarily have the issues, but the independent hospitals are the ones that need a forum to allow them to work together.
Are there more, like, educational hospitals in Chicago than there are here?
There are. You know, there's a lot more teaching hospitals in the Chicago market than we have here in Atlanta. But here in Atlanta, you know, that is a focus of the government support that's starting to show for healthcare to make sure that we're basically churning out more healthcare providers out of the Atlanta market.
You know, it seems like there's a publication for everything. If somebody's interested in plastic surgery or more cosmetic type of medicine, there are many publications that address that. The pediatric magazine that you're talking about, can you shed a little bit more light on that? What types of things can we expect in it?
For sure. It's going to be kind of twofold. We're going to have the parent along with the healthcare provider providing editorial to this publication, basically talking about the experiences that children need to experience will be taken care of. And this doesn't just include your primary care physician. This is your dentistry. This is your chiropractic, like I mentioned. This is your rehabilitation. It's very important that children are being taken to the proper places, being able to use the proper equipment, especially on the rehabilitation side. There's too many children that are taken to rehabilitation clinics right now that they're using equipment that was designed for an adult and not necessarily designed for the pediatric person.
Now, is the... So this is targeting parents?
This is going to definitely target parents. This is going to be one of our first publications that we've done to the consumer direction.
Now, how is it going to be distributed? Because you're not distributing
Correct. Hospital news is distributed via direct mail. This publication is going to be distributed throughout the locations that parents would normally be looking. Your children toy stores, your clothing stores, along with the advertisers that will be advertising, which would be supporting the pediatric healthcare community.
Will the internet be involved?
The internet is going to be involved. It will be kenzieatlanta.com, and that website should be launched here within the next week.
That's exciting. How'd you come up with the name?
The name, it's very interesting, kind of exploiting my daughter when it gets right down to it. The idea was taken when I took my daughter to the dentist, and I went to Kid Dental, which is located in Sandy Springs, Georgia, and it is a dentist that is focused primarily, all her business is done on the pediatrics. I took a picture of my daughter sitting in the chair getting examined, and I was blowing the picture up and looking at it, and I said, there's an issue here. You know, what made me go to the pediatric dentist?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why isn't this waiting room full of kids, you know, with parents coming to the pediatric dentist? And that's kind of the idea. That was what generated the thought process of creating this magazine.
Because the dentist can be pretty scary if you're a child.
It can, you know, and there's no question. You know, you talk to my daughter now, and she says she went to the dentist, and she had her teeth cleaned. She had Minnie Mouse's teeth cleaned, and she was watching Elmo while she had it all done.
Right.
You know, and those are the little tricks of the trade that these pediatric healthcare providers are using to make sure they take the scare out of healthcare.
Indeed. And with Children's Healthcare of Atlanta being here, you've got a prime market for, you know, incredible physicians and wonderful healthcare, but yet that message isn't always clearly communicated to, you know, the general population. So this magazine sounds like it might really target that.
No, there's no question. This is definitely going to be this medium to basically put that message across. Like you mentioned, Children's Healthcare, a fantastic healthcare institution throughout the country and throughout the world, and taking care of the pediatric patient. But this magazine is going to basically put that message out to the parent and make sure they know that these type of services are available for their children, especially when it comes to healthcare.
From an editorial standpoint, what kind of articles are going to be in there? Are they going to just be informative, or are they going to be like stories from the parents and the patients and their experiences?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do, Lee. Definitely. We're going to take it from two different directions. We're going to have the informative articles, and then we're also going to have the parent experience articles. And talk about the experiences that children are having throughout healthcare. You know, what was it like when they went to the chiropractor? You know, what was it like when they went to the pediatric chiropractor?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was the different type of equipment that was used? What was the bad experience? You know, we're really going to open it up and let parents basically make their own decisions, but kind of give them the support to help them make those decisions.
And so this will be a forum for them to communicate, like, their, you know, the good and the bad about their experiences with those caregivers.
Exactly. There's no question about it. And we're going to utilize the internet for that, with discussion boards and such, to allow them to talk about their experiences that they had with different caregivers.
What component from Hospital News will we see duplicated in this publication? Is the format similar?
The format will not be similar. As of right now, we're looking to do a magazine style paper, or magazine style publication, whereas Hospital News is more a tabloid style publication. Could that change? Yes, it could, just depending on our outlook and what we do in the next couple weeks on this publication. But stuff that you'll see that's similar, the only thing that you're going to see is my staff listing. That's going to be the only thing that's similar. Everything else will be very unique to the publication.
So it's going to be more like kind of picture-friendly, glossy?
Yeah, you know, we're going to do probably a glossy cover inside newsprint. And then pictures, you know, a lot of good stories, a lot of informational stuff to the consumer.
Is it going to have stuff for kids?
No, it's not. It's going to be directly to the parents. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So are you looking at Atlanta kind of as your test market, and then you'll roll it out to those various markets that you have Hospital News in?
Yeah, that's why we're starting with Kenzie Atlanta, and my hope would be hopefully in the next year to have Kenzie Chicago, Kenzie South Florida, and then moving on to Kenzie Western Pennsylvania.
Because I would imagine it's different in every city. I mean, just raising children is different given the demographics and even the environment.
And the resources.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, the resources are key. Definitely you go into different communities and you have different resources that are available. And it's going to be important to highlight those different resources to make sure parents are completely informed. Hospital News has always been a publication that informed the physician. So we're kind of taking a step in the other direction, basically creating a publication that's going to inform the consumer.
Will there be a podcast or anything involved with this magazine?
Very possibly. We're currently working with a local internet radio station to talk about podcasting opportunities.
Because it seems like everybody has information overload, and it's hard to find the time to really read, you know, the white papers or read all of the different opinions. And it seems like a podcast would be a great way, you know, a 10, 15 minute little snippet to be able to hear. Even when you talk about vaccines and things like that, it's hard to gather all the information. And what a great resource you provide with Kenzie.
No, for sure. Definitely. The podcasts are going to be very, very important to us when it comes around to it. But like with hospital news, we're really going to stay away from the medicine side of it. We're going to talk about the provider side and allow parents. We don't want to basically be a decision board for the parents. We want them to be basically a suggestion and allow them to make their decisions. So podcasts will be used. The discussion boards will be used. And with the publication, it's going to be quarterly. So it's not going to be a publication that comes out monthly. So you're not going to get over inundated with, you know, the news or the information that's coming out. Rather, spring.
And that would make sense, too. Yeah, as children age, I mean, from one quarter to another, especially if it's a baby or a small child, their needs would change. So that makes sense.
Now, in Atlanta Hospital News, how you've been here for what, a year, over a year?
2 years.
2 years now. So how has that been progressing?
It's fabulous. You know what? Atlanta is such a unique healthcare market. There's no question about it. When we talk about Atlanta, we really talk about the state of Georgia, because what happens throughout the state of Georgia really depends on what's going on in the Atlanta market. So when we originally came to Atlanta, we thought, oh, we'll stick within the metropolitan Atlanta area. And within 2 months, we were already spreading down to Savannah, out to Augusta, down to the Rome, you know, up to the Rome area, down to Columbus, and really reaching out far and wide throughout the state of Georgia to report on the business of healthcare. So Atlanta's been a fantastic market. We continue to look to grow here in the Atlanta market, as well as our other markets that we're in.
Are there any changes for the newspaper?
No, the newspaper is kind of staying status quo, you know, continuing on our same method and our madness of what we do. Mm-hmm. Our editorial calendar is the only thing that does change, and we post that online at AtlantaHospitalNews.com each year. And that's kind of our direction. That's kind of our map to what we're going to do each month.
Exactly. Again, you know, the information is coming from all areas, and hospital news being a great resource for the provider as, you know, the government changes, you know, different ways of providing medicine and managed care and just employing quality folks. I mean, it really is very meaty when you look at hospital news. It covers from A to Z running your practice and, you know, kind of helping also sift through all those white papers that physicians get.
No, there's no question. That was our main focus on, you know, bringing hospital news to each market that we're in, is we are a business publication. We're not going to kid ourselves. We're not a journal in any respect. We completely focus on the business of healthcare. A lot of physicians right now, they leave medical school without a business background. And that is one hard thing that they do, is they go into their practice without that knowledge of business. And like I like to say, is Atlanta Hospital News is kind of your continuing education credits, per se, you know, each month in regards to how to run your practice and how to run your institution in a more efficient way.
Excellent. Well, our listeners should definitely stay tuned in the next couple of weeks, because we have two additional healthcare segments coming up focusing on how the physician may better run their practice, everything from how to look at their phone bills and internet services to their electronic medical records. Josh, thank you so much for being with us today, and very exciting news about your new publication.
Definitely. We appreciate
Kenzie Atlanta, K-E-N-Z-I-E, Atlanta.com.
Kenzie Atlanta. I can't wait to see it. Josh, thank you so much for sharing your exciting news and for being with us today on the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Amy.
Have a wonderful day.